All right, everybody. Whoa. Welcome to the show, LE2B, Plot Smokers. Great review of this podcast. We're sponsored by Silk City Hot Sauce. It's the best hot sauce I've ever had. And so Chelby Jorgen, what's up, man? How you doing?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Good. Are you excited for this movie?
Yeah, you know me, man. I can't wait. I haven't seen it for a while. Actually, I don't remember this opening scene.
You don't?
No, the guy kicks her.
Good start.
The guy kicks her in the stomach.
You don't remember the scene where they're in the bar?
No.
What scene? Do you remember the one of the big lines, though? That it's like, you know, they're like, do you ever win a fight?
No one ever wins a fight.
Yeah. Nobody ever wins a fight. What that's supposed to be like. Fighting is kind of futile and stupid, and no one wins.
He's like,
so why is your job? So, but you've dedicated your whole life to beating the shit out of people. That's something like a Zen Buddhist would say, not a guy whose job it is to beat the shit out of people. Fighting is stupid.
He's a career bouncer. Like he goes
fighting
from city
is
to
just dumb, and you shouldn't do it. I got to get back to my job where I beat up people.
There's never been a career like door guy, like bouncer that goes from city to city to clean it up. Like, that's what I love the premise of this. It's never happened.
Yeah, I love how they kind of, all right, so we'll start in a minute, but like the whole idea of someone being a bouncer, but being like famous for it. Cause like the whole thing is like this guy shows up who wants to hire him. And he's like, yeah, I heard you're like the best bouncer in the world. And the guy's like, Patrick Swayze is like, no, so-and-so's the best. Doesn't he say some guy's name? And he's like, well, he's old now. Do you remember that? Like, he's like,
no, so he must be talking about Sam Elliott, though, for sure.
Yeah, he's talking about Sam Elliott, but it's like, why are bouncers so famous?
You know what I mean? Like, well, no. Yeah.
Like, here it is. Okay, he gets stabbed, Patrick Swayze, in the bar, like the bar fight, and this guy comes in. He's sewing himself up, right?
That's the move. When you sew yourself up.
Right, like he's Rambo or something?
Yeah.
Can I talk to you for a minute?
Say here.
Name's Dalton, right?
I don't know you.
My name is Tillman, Frank Tillman. I have a little club outside of Kansas City called the Double Deuce. It used to be a sweet deal. Now it's the kind of place that they sweep up the eyeballs after closing.
They sweep up the eyeballs after closing.
That's a good line. That's a great line.
But like, so what's going on in this bar? Just everyone's getting their eyes poked out. It's just kind of like, I love how he says it so casually. I mean, that's not like a saying, so I kind of have to take it literal. So it's like,
that's not a thing, right?
Why are people even still going there? It seems like there'd be a lot of like lawsuits. Man, you've been in that bar, man. They punch everyone's eyeballs out.
Well, is this a different state too? Didn't he went on a like a road trip to find him?
Yeah, he had to like find him. So here's the thing where he's like, I need the best.
I need somebody to help me clean the place up. I need the best.
Wade Garrett's the best.
Wade Garrett's getting old.
Just everyone knows who the best bouncers in the world are. You need the best? Wade Garrett. Well, of course he's the best. And I think it's so funny he asked for a lot of money.
$5,000 up front, $500 a night cash. He does? You pay all medical expenses.
He said $5,000 up front, $500 a night. I mean, that's like a pretty good rate to just be
a bouncer. That is.
He's like, I need you to be a bouncer at my bar. All right, $5 million a year. It's like, okay.
I can live with that.
I love that he didn't disinfect his wound either. He just let all the blood there. Completely. So he's sewn it up with all. Usually you wipe it off.
And I love how he's just, there's no, he's not wincing at all. He's just such a badass. He just quits right here.
By the way, Oscar, bandstand's all yours.
What's that supposed to mean?
I'm out of here.
Great.
I mean, he sounds like a dick, right?
Yeah, he's an arrogant prick.
I love how, like, so he goes to this bar and it's like packed, but it's like everyone in there is getting beaten up. And you see, there's like a, there, to show how bad it is, there's like a guy, there's chicken wire.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then, and everyone's throwing.
So no one pelts the blind guy.
And then they're showing, I guess the guy, there's a guy dancing with his shirt off. And I guess that's to show that it's like a really bad bar, you know? But this band is like good. You know what I mean? Like they're a good band, but everyone hates you. Put together one.
Ladies first, asshole.
He's basically like, all right, I'll beat the shit out of them until they like this band. You know, like it's almost like that's what he does at bars. Like he goes to a bar and there's a band and like everyone hates them, but then he cleans the place up so everyone likes the band.
That's a good point because
he basically this beats band, people up until they like bands.
That's exactly right. That's a great point. It's the same band the whole movie, but all of a sudden everyone loves the band for no reason. That's so true.
Right. Is it so like this bar, first of all, it's like it's supposed to be like the worst bar in the world. It's like packed.
It's a lot. And, like, did you see the eyeballs?
No.
No.
But like, it's.
Hey, Vodka Rocks. What do you say you and me get nipple to nipple?
I can do that without you.
Oh, did you see the way she stares at Patrick Swayze?
Yeah, here? Yeah. Well, how could you miss that? She loves all the chicks love Dalton.
The thing I love is like this is such like an 80s thing where like these hot chicks would just would like look at a dude and like make it so obvious that they're into them. You know what I mean? They would like stare at them and it's like I feel like I've never had that once in my life where a chick just looks and like blatantly.
No, that's I haven't either. That's way too aggressive. That's girls don't act like that.
Yeah, so I always thought that was funny that like she just does the overly aggressive, like clearly like wants to fuck him. I feel like that was like an 80s thing. So here's a funny part.
If you're not drinking, you're out of here.
I'm Carrie Ann. You need anything?
That's a good line.
Carrie Ann?
Anything, you just let me know. You got a name?
Yeah.
He's an asshole.
Yeah, why is he being such a jerk to her? You got a name? Yeah.
Well, what is it?
He sent us to turn around to talk to her. He's such a prick.
I know.
Dalton.
Oh, my God. Shit, I heard of you.
Carrie Ann.
How? How has she heard of him?
Well, he's the famous philosopher Zen bouncer guy.
But people like, I mean, seriously, is this like a thing that like I just have never heard of? Like, why would any? First of all, does he have a second name?
I don't think there's anything except Dalton that he says.
He never says anything, but that's weird. Like, no. But everyone just knows him from his one name, I guess.
Yeah. Well, that's definitely an 80s thing.
Okay, this is the part I want to talk about. Do you remember this where some guy basically is pimping out his wife? For people to basically like sexually assault her in the bar.
Yeah, I forgot about this. Yeah.
I mean, this is like insane. This is only something you get away with in the 80s. It's basically like this guy starts basically sexually assaulting this woman in the bar, but it's played for like laughs. Like here. Do you remember this here?
No, I don't really see it.
Fine, ain't they? Tell you what, for $20. You can kiss him. Are you kidding? Get a kiss. Here and now.
Go ahead.
Aggressively. Yeah. Like creepily, right?
Hey, buddy, what are you doing? Are you going to kiss him or not?
I can't.
What do you mean you can't?
I ain't got $20.
What?
Ah! Yeah, so then a fight. This is the thing, too. You notice this in movies where someone gets in a fight in a bar and the entire bar starts fighting.
Yeah.
So I think what's funny about that scene is, like, he's basically to a strange, creepy guy. It's like, hey, you can kiss my wife's tits for, like, $20. And then when the guy gets creepy, he's, like, surprised.
Yeah, but it's like a joke from Hee Haw.
See this? So this is a chick who's fighting someone, right?
Yeah.
So someone just punches a woman in the face. So is that showing it's just such a bad bar? Like, even women are fighting?
Yeah, I think, yeah, it's just everyone's tough here. Tough broads.
So literally, this place is being trashed. Like, everyone in the bar is getting their ass kicked and the bar is completely destroyed. Like, this place would have to be closed for like a month after this, right?
Yeah. Arrests would be made.
Have you ever seen a bar fight in a movie? I mean, in real life?
No. Have you?
I think there was one time when I saw, like, I was at a restaurant and a brawl broke out. That was like the closest I ever saw to something like this, but it was like insane. It was like these five dudes started fighting with each other, and they started fighting the people who worked there. But that was like crazy when I'd seen that. It was like the craziest thing I'd ever seen. And I've seen bar fights before, but they're never like long. They're always like done fast, you know, like they get them at it's, I've never, you've never seen anything. You've never seen any kind of altercation.
No, it's always, if I saw anything, it was always pushing and someone would break up before anything happened. There was a bouncer pushing someone out.
So it's funny, at this bar, like every single night, there's like an entire all out brawl.
That's what the 80s was like, cocktail. That wasn't what any of the bars were like when people want to go see them flip around bottles and shit.
Yeah. He goes to rent he pulls up to this barn, just some shitty barn. And he's like, hey, you have a room for rent? And the guy's like, yeah, in here. And he like goes up to this insanely nice room in this like shit barn. But and then he's like, okay, how much? And he's like, $100 a month. Can you afford that? But it's like, that's insane. Like, who wouldn't be able to afford that?
Right. And then right across the pond is the evil millionaire.
Yeah, why? Here it is.
Brad Wesley.
And he shows up like in a helicopter with a really rich guy. Why does he live in the shitty barn where he pays $100 a month, but he lives right next door to the richest guy in the town? So this is his big speech he gives to the new bar.
Morgan, Ooh. You're out of here.
What?
What the fuck are you talking about?
You don't have the right temperament for the trade.
You asshole! What am I supposed to do?
There's always barber college.
Did you hear what you said?
There's always barber college?
Yeah. Does he say it because his hair is so ugly? Is that what he means? Did you also notice he always has, a bunch of like funny lines when he does something? Patrick Swayze?
No, I didn't know
that. So it's almost like Schwarzenegger. Well, he always like has a funny line.
You're out too. We're selling booze. No,
I guess I haven't seen this in so long.
I'm telling you straight. It's my way or the highway. Ooh. So anybody wants to walk, do it now. People who really want to have a good time won't come to a slaughterhouse. And we've got entirely too many troublemakers here. Too many,
You ever see that? He's like the guy that turns around the restaurants, or the guy that turns around the bars.
Yeah, he's like, what's that called? Like bar rescue?
Yeah, that annoying bar rescue guy.
Yeah, he is kind of like that. That's basically what this is, but all he is like a bouncer. Like, he's basically going to beat people up until it's like a good place.
Yo, Steve. Your history.
But I'm on my break.
Stay on.
For what?
What?
For what?
Why did he
Why
fire
is he
him?
Fired? Yeah.
Because
he's a good old boy. Jet. What's wrong with that?
You mean like, why did he fire? Because I don't know. He fired him for fucking someone. But then he says he's on his break. Why do you think? I mean, you can get fired at your job for fucking a chick like during the job.
I think that's not a fireable offense at this establishment is what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
You're saying like there you would be able to do it? So then Patrick Swayze's getting out of bed. The girl comes over from the bar who works at the bar to see him, and he just gets up and they just have like this ass shot. You see it?
Yeah.
Like, I wonder if that was like in the contract where they were like, we have to see his ass. It's just so funny. Yeah. Like, is that supposed to be like some kind of like some titillation for the audience to see Patrick Swayze?
It seems like it's purposefully placed.
Has this movie become like just sort of like a what?
And she's gasping as she sees
it. When she sees that.
It's like such a great ass. And she's like, oh my.
She's like, oh my God, his ass is so amazing. He comes out at the end of the night and he his car is trashed. Do you remember that? Like they trashed his car because they're mad at him because he's like the bouncer and he's like, first of all, here, this is him doing Tai Chi.
Tai Chi. He's doing Tai Chi, yeah. He's a judo master. And you know what that means? That means he's not just like a hired hand. He's not just muscle. He's like got
brains. You don't get it, dude.
So this is when he goes to see Kelly Lynch.
It's like a knife wound.
And she's like she's a doctor, right?
Yeah.
But she's like super hot and she's really flirty. Also, doesn't she look really young? How old do you think she looks?
24.
So there's no way she can be a doctor.
What else was she in?
Medical school is like 5 years. She was in.
Wasn't she in Cocktail?
Yeah, she is in Cocktail. Yeah, you're right. I forgot. She's the chick that marries the guy, the cog.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, this was right before Cocktail. This was like her hot streak, I guess, right?
Yeah, that's it's just a weird, like, in the 80s, an actor had like a couple really big movies.
Yeah. I think for women especially, it was like a lot harder to stay in movies. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
And also, like, I'm sure they were just all being sexually harassed, like, on every set, right?
Right, no kidding.
Well, the thing I can't get over with this is like she's so flirty, like during the examination.
Do you enjoy pain?
Pain don't hurt.
Most of my patients would disagree with you.
Like she's stapling his sock.
Do you always carry your medical records around with you?
Oh, he just refuses anesthesia for no reason.
Right. He's like, I don't need anesthesia.
Any particular?
Yeah, it's a philosophy major.
No, not really. Man's search for faith, that sort of shit.
And he's like,
come up with any answers?
Not too many.
How's a guy like you end up a bouncer?
Just lucky, I guess. I'll do sometime. I can buy you a cup of coffee, you know, if you have.
Here's happen to be line. In the neighborhood.
He's like, come by my shit bar.
come to my shit bar where they do drugs and they beat up chicks.
I know, yeah.
Gee, I've never heard that before. Thank you.
Do you ever win a fight?
Nobody ever wins a fight.
Don't you? I love how he gets like all serious when he says that. Nobody ever wins a fight. Now it's I gotta so go great. Beat up someone. Now I gotta go fire and beat up someone for having sex at a bar. Like, oh, really?
I know. It's that? The melodrama is great. The melodrama in these movies are what really makes it.
So do you get the subplot or the main plot where this guy who runs the town,
he's dirty, right?
And he is extorting everyone? He has this. So what's funny is he has this crew, this like middle-aged balding guy and a fat guy and then another middle-aged guy. And he keeps sending them to see Dalton. And then they just keep getting their asses kicked every time. Like it's like every single day. They're like, hey, what the hell are you doing? You know, and then like they just Yeah, he just beats the shit out of
him. Yeah, it's interesting casting because that guy I was driving right there, he looks like a good mean guy. He's kind of muscular. But the other guys he hired look like office workers.
Oh, so this is when you meet Sam Elliott. So this is what I love. You know, they've been talking about this guy who's the greatest bouncer in the world, and then they show Sam Elliott. How old do you think Sam Elliott looks here?
45, 50.
You think he looks 45? You think he looks younger than you?
I think they did up his hair gray, so he's supposed to look a lot older.
Well, it works because I mean he looks old. So why? But it's just like they're basically like, oh, the greatest bouncer in the world is this 60-year-old skinny guy who walks because he's limping, right? Did you see that?
Yes.
When he goes to the phone, he's limping. So why is he barely still a bouncer?
He's got nothing else going.
Could you imagine? Like if this guy, no, but I mean, why would they still have him as a bouncer? So it also, there's this weird, so Patrick Swayze calls him, and Patrick Swayze, for some reason, is at a laundromat, just sitting in a laundromat. But I guess it's like he's doing laundry. I don't know why did they have to have him in a laundromat? And then the other guy is like in a strip bar working, and he's just kind of taking a break. Anyway, why does he talk to Sam Elliott? Do you remember?
I think he wants his help.
Why? Because he says the bar is so bad.
Yeah.
Okay. He's so, and then do you see here now the bar is better because they took the chicken wire down?
Yeah. Why won't you look me in the eye, though?
Now that bartender has a really great voice.
But no, the thing is, like, it's supposed to show how great the bar is. And it's like, oh, man, we've really improved this bar. You know who we have singing tonight? The bartender. We got a waitress. One of our waitresses is singing.
Exactly right.
I feel like I've played bars like this bar. Right?
It sounds like it's not believable, but it's totally true.
Have you ever done a bar? Have you ever done that where, like, I've done shows where, like, you show up and it's, like, a stage like this that's clearly not for stand-up. It's, like, for a whole band, and then it's like weird because people are kind of, it's like the stage is too big and majestic for what you're doing, and then there's like people there. That have you ever done bar shows where, like, you've probably had it a lot where you go to the bar to perform and then they just announce there's a comedy show, like they weren't even they didn't even want a show, they didn't even know there was going to be a show.
Why is that? Why is that so common that they surprise the audience with the show?
Yeah.
And no one wants to see a show.
I don't know either, because then it's just like it's awful for everybody. I guess they just don't understand comedy. Is that what it is?
Yeah, because
everything in comedy, it's like you're always starting like with like three strikes against you. Like,
yeah,
it's
just kinda absolutely.
Like, it's already like really hard, you know. Even if people are paying attention and there to see the show, it's still hard. So when
they'll either be bad sound. Or there's going to be bad sound or bad lighting or there's always something.
Bad sound and like no one there, everyone's mad. Because it's one thing if you're like, oh, there's going to be, you know, a comedy show and you go to the bar. But when you specifically have it that they're like, oh, by the way, I've had it too where they're watching TV and then they just turn the whatever they're watching, like a game. You know, people go to bars to watch games. And then they're basically like, no, you can't watch the game anymore. It's like, well, what? And then you just like, and I think what happens is they get so mad and then they need to channel their anger and you're just right there so they can just scream at you. You know,
I think that's exactly right. That's exactly what happens.
What's the worst time that's ever happened to you? Can you remember?
Yeah, I was supposed to do, it was here in Minneapolis doing set, like a comedy in between acts, like a whole bunch of bands were playing at like a theater.
Yeah.
So they needed time to set up their stuff before, like when they'd switch bands. So they'd have comics come up and do 15 minutes in between and they just weren't having it. And then some guy's yelling at me, get the fuck off the stage. And I jumped off the stage and got on the stage.
How long were you on stage?
Well, one of my friends said afterwards, why did you keep going? Why did you? So I must have been going on too long, but I'm like, I thought I could get them. So I think I must have done 15 minutes and they were yawning at 5.
Wow. I can't believe they even waited that long. I once had a guy flick a lit cigarette at me while I was on stage.
What'd you do?
I just got off. I was like, well, I think that's it. I remember I was like, I guess that's the end of this set. Like, and it's like, funny because these shows are so bad and no one like no one reprimands the people doing it. It's always like I remember the
always
guy,
the comic suck.
The comic, the guy who put it together, who was an MC, MCing it, got up and made some joke, like, oh, Tom McGovern, comedian, and he also works part-time as an ashtray, you know, stuff like that. And I'm like, what is this? Like, that guy's not even going to, that guy basically just assaulted me. Like,
right, that is assault.
You're not even going to, like, kick him out. It's just kind of, you're just going to make jokes about it. So it kind of reminds me of this, like, how these people are. Like, I've done rooms, and they're like.
It is, it's true. There is an element. There is an element of truth to what this is. It's just a different. It's a different way of how it plays out, for sure. That is fucked up.
Yeah. So this. So then these guys show up. This is one of the funniest lines because they won't let the guys in, and this is like. It's like again. There's a lot of like kind of punchlines or comebacks that don't really make sense.
Yeah.
Sorry, we're closed. Well, what are all these people doing here? Drinking and having a good time. Whoa. Well, that's why we're here. You're too stupid to have a good time.
He said you're too stupid to have a good time. And so his knee's broken. He's still kicking him outside the bar. And this fight with the guy whose knee he just broke goes on for like a while. And I'm like, how is that guy with the knee broken still in a fight? You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're out.
Those knees broken.
He's too stupid to know his knee's broken.
Again. What? Yeah, he's too stupid to know. You're too stupid.
And
to
his chick shows up. He's like, how about that coffee?
This chick walks up. He's like, you know, some guy's like, hey, why don't you come see me at work sometime? And then you show up and like, he's all dressed up all nice and he's just beating the shit out of like two people.
He's shattering the guy's other kneecap.
Like, oh, so which is the guy that you met? Oh, that guy, you see the guy over there breaking those people's kneecaps? Yeah, that's him. Like, wouldn't you be like, yeah, I don't know about that. You're a fucking doctor. I don't think you'd be into this.
A bitch! You mean the biggest guy in the world, you smash his knee, he'll drop like a stone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kelly Lynch, and she has the most 80s fucking hair of all time. Right?
Yeah.
Do you think she looks hot?
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah.
Look at them. Don't they kind of have the same hairstyle?
Yeah.
Like, they kind of look alike. If you look at them, they kind of look the same, but she's blonde.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very true. That's...
So then he takes her. Oh, and then he's being like a dick. Like when he walks up, he goes, "So you looking for somebody?" And she's like, "You."
Oh, is that what he said?
Yeah, God. And they show them at like a cafe.
The ones who go looking for trouble are not much of a problem to someone who's ready for them. I suspect it's always been that way.
So he's talking and then there's this drunk guy near them like falling and he like goes out of his way to make sure he doesn't fall. But that's supposed to show he's like a good guy, right?
Yeah. Well, the guy's like, falling and he just pushes him back up and he'll be fine. Yeah, it's great. Yeah.
But it's also kind of supposed to show like, oh my God, this guy, like he's such a great guy. Like if there's a homeless guy falling, he'll like push him up back on his stool. The bartender or the guy who works at the diner is like, I'm gonna start charging this guy bum rent. Yeah. And he takes out like a dollar.
Tonight's rent.
Whoa. Tonight's rent.
He's a dick. He's rude. Anyway,
what I want, oh, so this is they're coming back, so there's his car. There's a stop sign in the car. Like they destroyed his car. But we missed the first scene. They already destroyed his car another time. And when he when he pulls up, look at his reaction.
He's got to laugh it off, man. Yeah, he's got such a great attitude. Yeah, that's my life.
But I mean, like, all right, so this is the second time his car has been like completely wrecked and destroyed, and he just like laughs it off again. And it's like, wouldn't you be kind of, first of all, like, why don't you start taking the bus there or like get a ride at that point? It's like, they know your car clearly. Every night you're just going to go and get.
I know. You think something's going to change? It's not going to change.
And also, I just think, is that supposed to show that this one was a little worse because they took a stop sign and like threw it through the
car? He's getting more and more aggressive. Don't they end up blowing this car up or something?
I don't think so, but he's just kind of calm. I mean, this guy, yeah, really is so cool and collected. Like, he just calmly takes the stop sign out of his car window. I love how he's just acting like it's a total normal thing, holding it there. Like, see you later. Yeah, I just have a stop sign in my car.
Mr. Wesley wants to see you. Let's go.
All right, so then he goes to see this guy. Oh, this is thing, something I think is really funny.
Does he have two pool tables?
Yeah, he has two pool tables. So he's walking into the rich guy's house, and he sees the hot blonde who's always flirting with him.
Yeah, she said, do you want to fuck?
Yeah.
And then, I would say it's flirting.
She's doing aerobics. Like, do you wanna fuck? She's doing aerobics, but they make sure you see that she has a black eye.
Oh, no.
Like, it's like so obvious. Like, he walks by and then she like shows her face, and then she even makes a point of like hiding it. But it's also like, so you just got the shit beat out of you last night, but you're still up for aerobics. Like, it looks like you're kind of moving on pretty fast. But I guess she's used to it.
If I owned a bar and wanted to clean it up, how much would it take to get you to come work for me?
There's no amount of money.
Oh, no. All right. He's extorting a lot of them, and
well, clearly, he's got two pool tables.
Yeah.
Why does he have two pool tables?
I don't know. That is weird. I guess you wouldn't really, like, he has multiple games going on in this house. I guess it's just to show that he's, like, so rich that he can have two pool tables.
Yeah.
I mean, does that guy look like he's having a lot of, like, pool people over to have to play pool? I don't know. Here's a funny thing. So, like, she's getting out of bed. They're really making sure that, like,
naked.
They're really making sure that you see her ass, and he's just smoking outside naked.
Yeah,
on the roof of the barn. I just love this. Like, he's just kind of like hanging out with no pants on. Like, just some underwear on.
What? Sitting on shingles.
Hey, have a seat on the top of my rusty bar. Don't put any pants on. These guys get their asses kicked by Dalton every day, and they just keep showing up. Even the fat guy. Like, the fat guy's always there, but he always gets his ass kicked immediately. Like, it's almost like he's barely actor.
Put him back. This bar is closed for business.
It's okay, Jim. Take a break.
This is a good is a good example of you hear the punches. They're really loud. Every punch and kick is like the loudest thing you've ever heard. Like, it's way louder than you would ever
buy you guys a drink.
And also, I love in these fights, like, people get punched in the face and, you know, like 50 times and like kicked in the stomach and their knees broken, and they just keep fighting for so long.
Guess not.
Yeah.
He does a lot of those. Like, it's not enough for him to just kick him. He just has to like do like spin around, like a spin kick, like that. He kicks a guy right in the face, and the guy's still fighting him. That's a pretty serious fight, right? Four guys.
Got a skinny little runt named Boy. I'll be back. So
Sam Elliott goes out and like sees.
Oh, how you like that? Come on.
How's it going, Mijo?
Mind your own business, Dad.
Mind your own business, Dad. Because I guess he's old. But that doesn't even like drive home the role. Isn't it usually like grandpa, not dad?
No, I wish. Why didn't Dalton say something like, "Oh, doing great, can't you tell?" or something really funny? He didn't say anything witty that time.
I think because he's like in the middle of like an ass kicking. I mean, when you see him, they've really got him. It's kind of the first time they have him on the ropes.
Oh, okay. Like, it's just getting heavy.
Yeah. So, of course, Sam Elliott just starts beating the shit out of everyone. And immediately, he starts beating the shit out of this huge guy.
You want to fight, dickless?
I sure ain't going to show you my dick.
He breaks his knees.
Damn, that hurts, doesn't it?
Like, these guys don't look like very good fighters. Like, how are they continuing to fight this long? Have you ever been in a fight?
Yeah, in eighth grade.
How was it?
Yeah, I mean, you learn how...
Was it bad?
Like, it was broken up by the teacher within a minute. But it was like... So much adrenaline. I was swinging, and then sometimes my fist wasn't closed. Like, there is definitely like a, you need to be prepared to know how to do it and how to throw punches and stuff.
Right.
Have you?
I mean, I remember like little being in like a couple of fights, but like they weren't like, you know, it's cause you're little. So they weren't like that serious. Like you kind of just wrestle around. It wasn't really like, but I never really like got to the point where someone was like punching me in the face or like trying to punch me in the face. I don't know how, cause I've definitely like been in situations where like things were like heated and stuff. And I definitely, when I was in like junior high and stuff, like I remember people wanting to like kick my ass. Like,
why?
Cause I like made fun of them, you know, and so they would get mad.
Like make fun of random dudes.
Well, I was just like mouthy and like, you know, and some people didn't like it. You know, I would just kind of insult people as a joke, but they got mad. And like, I remember
people don't like that, I guess.
But also like, I think I had friends who would kind of like protect me. I think that's kind of what got me out of it. But
yeah.
Like I said, though, I definitely am like amazed that I, you know, I think I was like sensed when that was going on. That's why I think it's, and I've barely seen any fights in my life. That's why it's so funny in this movie. There's like a, you know, a fight every single scene. Okay, so Sam Elliott goes out to hang out with Kelly Lynch. Do you remember this part?
Oh, they brag about their scars.
So this is so weird. Like Sam Elliott's really flirty with her. And then he's like, I want to show you my scar. And he basically looks like he's about to take his dick out. And he basically shows like his pubic
scar. No, I'll show you a scar. I'll show you one I'm real sentimental about, Doc.
Doesn't it look like he's... And she's like all laughing at it.
A woman.
Yeah, he does. He shows his pubic hair.
Yeah, but like she thinks it's funny that he's just showing his pubic hair at the table. About, Doc. I mean, this is like a sex crime.
Yeah, that was always a theme too in the 80s. Guys flirting with the other guy's chick, like in
what was another one they did that? Mannequin?
No, I was thinking the one scene was, it's not the 80s, it was the 90s, it's True Romance. Did you ever see that? Of course you did.
Yeah, but you mean when the dad is flirting?
Yes, he kisses her, and she kisses him way too long, and he has to grab him and stop. And he's like, whoa.
Yeah. But that one, at least Christian Slater was like kind of mad about, you know, like, and also like Dennis Hopper seems like a loser who like would be. But this one's weird because like Patrick Swayze and Sam Elliott are like best friends, and he really is like hitting on her hard. Like he's dancing with her. He's like,
my ex is living in Texas.
In front of him. Like, why isn't Dalton upset about that? He just thinks it's funny that his friend's trying to fuck him.
Yeah, well, his
girlfriend. Remember this scene? It's like so the hot chick who's the wife of the town guy.
Yes, she has gross 80s tits. I remember this being the quintessential 80s boob job.
Oh, really? You think so? You think it's a boob job?
Yeah.
You don't think she's hot at all?
No.
Oh, okay. Why? Like, what's wrong?
I think she's got an ugly face. I think she's got... her boob job is like, you know, like if she gave you a motorboat, like she would break your nose. And if they're just kind of...
Yeah.
Her face is weird.
I guess so, but they're kind of acting like she's really hot in the movie. But also, like, this, this scene, she's just getting naked in the bar.
She's transformed so high.
And she's like flirting with Patrick Swayze, and all these guys are like grabbing at her. I mean, this is like not very safe, I would imagine, right? I guess. Oh wow, that guy did like a flip. Did you see it?
Oh.
Did you hear he did a fight stand?
Did he get backflip up onto the stage?
Yeah.
That was a punch.
This guy's. He did the knee thing again, and the guy's fine, it looks like. Does that seem weird to you?
So there's no police in this town.
Now, no one. Yeah, it's weird. The cops never get called ever. And then he destroys this guy's car.
Yeah, why is this? I forgot why he does this.
Because the guy, like, I don't know.
My town. Don't you forget it.
Okay, so now this part, Sam Elliott's coming to talk to him, and he's like kickboxing in the barn. Do you see what he's doing? He's like punching this wooden thing, but doesn't it look like it's like a person that he made up?
Yeah.
But it's funny, like he comes to talk to him, but he just can't stop doing the fake fighting.
No, he's focused on the Thai fighting.
The Thai fighting or the Thai?
It's Muay Thai. Muay Thai.
So then he climbs up a rope, and Sam Elliott follows him, and he's in another workout room. Like now he starts punching a punching bag. So like it's just weird. Like how many workout rooms does he have in this bar?
Yeah, and why do you leave his friend?
Workout rooms? What?
Another reason, example of him being a dick. He just leaves his friend down there and doesn't even.
And also, it seems like there's a lot of like open doors in this barn. Like he just lives in this barn, which is open door. I mean, wouldn't there be like bugs and animals all over the place? And so Sam Elliott leaves town, and he's not going to leave.
He can't. He can't back down.
No,
back down.
Look at his sweatpants. Have you ever seen sweatpants like those?
No.
I care about you, Dalton. You don't know him.
Bullshit. I know exactly who Brad Wesley is. I have seen his kind many times. He keeps taking and taking until somebody takes him.
What?
It's obvious somebody can stand up to him.
What?
But you can stop him.
He's Brad not a Wesley good actor.
Picked me, and when he did, he
you don't think so?
Up.
Like, why was he so big then?
I'm only good at one thing. For a while. Duck. I never lose.
Well, what
never.
Are you going to win?
He was pretty
Who's
good.
Who's this for anyway?
Stuff,
you doing it
he?
For them? I don't think so.
Yeah, that is fight. Look at those sweatpants.
You think you're going to save these
like, I mean, that just
breakfast.
Doesn't look like an outfit
like,
anyone
has. Someone's going to save it for me out.
Let me put on my tight sweatpants. Oh, you're right. Something does blow up. Movie did off the barn.
Yeah.
He does like this dance move, like this ballet move off the barn. Look at it.
Woo! Damn it.
Like he's like, God, I'm so cool. I can just jump off barns. What does he explode? What does he just blow up?
Damn
over
it.
His friend's house, the guy who owns the barn. Why did they blow up the friend's house? Why did they?
Oh,
blow
good
up
heavens! Place? Good heavens! Because they know that he cares about them.
But why wouldn't they just kill Patrick Swayze if they're that upset about him? If they're murdering, they're trying to murder this other guy.
There's like, sometimes there's
they're trying. You're saying they're doing it to upset him? I mean, like what? So now they're murdering other people that he knows, so he'll be mad. It's just sort of yeah. Doesn't make any. Like we got to get that guy. We'll like make him really mad. We'll Damn murder it. People. How long has he been in? How long do you think he's been in this town?
It was like a couple of weeks.
So how close could he be to this guy who owns the farm?
Yeah, this is where the police like I didn't see that coming.
What, the throat rip? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
So these guys fight for like 15 minutes because this guy's supposed to be like the really good fighter of the town. He does one here. Like he can't just fight normal, you know what I mean? It has to be like he's like kind of like cool, like that kick. Look, he did a spin kick. You see it? This is the famous thing where he rips his throat out.
Yeah, and then she goes and tries to save him, doesn't she?
Well, here we go. I just want to see the throat rip because he almost kills him with a gun.
Oh, yeah. Give it noise, too.
But it's so like, I mean, the fact that he would do this, like that was supposed to be real. And then he just kicks the guy into the water. And do you see that she goes to help the guy in the water?
Yeah. Like, she's like, what's your problem, psycho? You just ripped his heart out.
He just got his throat ripped out. Why does she like the guy? Oh, is it because she's a doctor?
She's a doctor. She's got to save lives.
Does she think she's going to save him? Like, give me his throat. I'm gonna put it back in. But also, like, would you
give me his throat. Give me his throat. Oh, my God. That's funny.
Also, I love how, like, she literally just witnessed him murder this guy by ripping his throat out. And she, like, doesn't seem all that concerned about it. You know what I mean? No. Like, there's no like, yeah, I think, you know, we need to talk or this is weird. So that then the guy just floats away, I guess. And I guess there's no.
Oh, boy.
What?
I remember something about this movie.
What part?
It's sad. It's coming up.
So the bad guy calls him and he says, hey, I'm going to kill like either your girlfriend or Sam Elliott. One of them is going to die. Like, flip a coin.
Hello.
Yeah. Top of the morning to you. Well, here's what's on for today. Wade or Elizabeth. One of them dies. Now, who will it be?
Wait.
You're a sick man. Well, I just have to flip a coin.
Then Sam Elliott walks in, and, you know, first of all, he looks like... I mean, do you think he looks like the best bouncer in the world?
Are you all right?
No, he's not at this point. Oh,
three of them.
He's looking like he's struggling a bit.
Have a beer, I'll be back. Hey. Wesley wins, man. We're out of here.
And then he finds Sam Elliott dead. And what does he say? When he finds Sam Elliott dead, what's the thing?
One beer, senor.
He turns him over and there's like a knife in his chest.
Yeah, he's got a knife.
And what does it say?
It was tails.
Oh, no. Why didn't they just kill him the first time?
Yeah.
So do you see this? He's like taking the knife out. Why would he be taking the knife? He makes this big thing of taking the knife out of his friend's chest. You know, like why? Does he need that knife?
Yeah, isn't he going to use it? Oh, he's got it right there.
Oh, yeah, he does have it. Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, yeah, he's going to use it. But he's going against these guys with just a knife?
Yes.
Oh, and then he gets back and he does this to get back. Dabs the guy.
Tails again.
Oh, he catches
him. You know what I mean? Like he does the, he does like a callback. Oh, and then he just throws the knife at a guy shooting a rifle at him, like, and he hits him right in the stomach.
Falls off the balcony. That's, you gotta have that one.
In the eight. Oh, and here's the fact. Oh, this is great. The fat guy's following him with a gun. He just pushes a polar bear on him. He starts shooting the polar bear. That seems weird. That he's just that guy's taking care of him.
Yeah.
He just like throws a polar bear on him, and then
he takes the polar bear's attacking him. He shoots. Yeah,
why
the polar
is he
bear.
So scared of the polar bear?
I don't know. He seems to think the polar bear has come to life and it's attacking him. He's shooting it in the face.
Yeah, he does start screaming. Oh, so this is what I love. He's like, he's beating up the main bad guy, and he has his knee in his throat, and he's holding his claw up like he's just like he wants so badly to rip his throat out. Did you notice that?
Yeah, I forgot that.
Like he's just like stopping him. He's like stopping himself from ripping his throat. I can't rip your throat out. That's not. I'm not you. And then he does this thing. So this guy has been trying to kill him. And then Kelly Lynch runs in and Patrick Swayze, there's a gun there and stuff. And Patrick Swayze just like turns his back on him and starts walking away. Like he thinks the guy is just going to be cool now, I guess. He tries to shoot him. And then he gets shot. That's a big thing they do in the 80s.
This is our town.
How many shotgun?
Don't you forget it.
Hits can he take?
I know. How old do you think he looks?
65.
This guy's been shot in like literally four times in the chest with a shotgun. Again, it was like I was saying in the last movie, like just he's 65 and somehow he's like, this is the part I love. The cops show up. They're like questioning them or what happened. And this is how they get out of it.
All right. Who's going to tell me what the hell happened here?
I didn't see nothing.
You see anything, Pete?
No, I didn't see anything.
So everyone just starts laughing. So I guess it's kind of assumed, it's kind of implied they all got away with it. But I didn't know that that's how you got out of murdering people. Just like the police have shown up to the scene. You're all covered in blood. There's a dead guy right there. And you're like, I didn't see anything. Like, that's not how the law works. You know, like, because the cop keeps being like, well, what about you? Did you see anything? I didn't see. So you can just murder people and just get caught at the crime scene and say you didn't see anything, and it's totally fine. Kelly Lynch and Patrick Swayze, like, naked in a lake or something.
Okay.
Well, they almost show full frontal here of Patrick Swayze. Do you see it? And there's like, and it's weird because if you look, there's some random dude just sitting on the tree, laying on the tree next to him, but they're just naked. But who is this random guy just there with them? You look, see. Do you see? Do you see there's just some guy there?
That's the blind guy.
No, not him. Later.
No, it's the blind guy later.
This guy here.
Yeah, it's got to be the blind guy. It's got to be the blind guy.
Oh, so that's why they're able to just be naked. Patrick Swayze was just naked in front of him.
I would think so, yeah.
Oh, that totally makes sense. Like, they had to be like, all right, well, you know, we'll bring our blind friends so you can't see us naked and fucking.
I didn't know they were such good friends with him. But, yeah, I guess he's the only one that survived.
No, I think it's just his only friend there. You think anyone who survived, what? What do you mean?
Oh, they move. They're going to move on, but they're going to have some friends. Who else is left?
What do you mean? Who else is left in what?
I guess it was only Dalton and
who were his friends? It was Sam Elliott and then this guy. That was it.
He's pretty rude to everyone else.
He and he's not friends with the bouncer guys, right?
No. But he could be. He's just an asshole.
So anyway, that's the end of Roadhouse. First of all, I remember when this came out. I guess it was after Dirty Dancing, and I remember like it was a big summer release movie. Like, I don't know if I look back on like, remember how like summer movies, they made a big deal of it. Like they'd be, I guess they still do, but they made a really big deal. Like the movies of the summer movie preview. And they'd show like what the big movies were. And one time it was like this and like, you know, it would be like Point Break one year, the year it came out was like a big one. It just shows you like how different, you know, the fact that this movie would be like a big studio movie that they're pushing. It's just insane. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's the screenplay that always fascinates me.
Look at this music supervisor, Jimmy Iovine. Did you see that?
Yeah, who's that?
He's the guy who like owned Interscope Records, and you know he based him and Dr. Dre.
Really?
Do you think this made money?
Yeah.
I'm gonna. What do you think the budget? What do you think the budget was?
I'd say budget was $8 million, and it grossed $200 million.
You're saying the budget was $8 million, and it grossed how much?
$200 million.
Okay, the budget was $17 million. That's like insane. I mean, that's a lot of money for this fucking thing. The gross was $30 million worldwide, it says. That's bad, right?
That can't be right. It was a hit.
No, I don't think it was a hit. I think it later became, I think people liked it later. I don't think it did really that well. I think it was thought of as like, it was a big, like I said, it was a big summer movie, but it got lost in the shuffle maybe. But you really have no recollection of it coming out.
No.
Okay. You know what I just saw? This is insane. I just went on my phone and I saw a headline. You know the Kyle Rittenhouse trial? The guy who, like, shot everyone who was just like 17? It says Kyle Rittenhouse prosecutor uses Roadhouse image in closing arguments. Isn't that insane?
Wow. That's fucking random.
And it says they used something, the defendant brought a gun to a fist fight because someone says something like that. Like they brought a gun to a fist fight.
Yeah.
That's a little weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
The Roadhouse is that in the zeitgeist of, I mean, you wouldn't think it would still be. Do you think that's a good move?
No, I don't think it's a good move at all.
Yeah, no. I think that shows like it's a pretty weak case that you have.
Yeah, that's a horrible choice to reference in today's movie.
Roadhouse? Listen, if this doesn't convince you, let me show you. Remember that movie with that movie Roadhouse?
That's hilarious.
You mean the movie where he rips the guy's throat out? Yeah, that's the one. They made some. I feel like they made some really good points in that movie. You mean that movie that's thought of as the stupidest, most ridiculous movie ever made? Yeah. But they have it made some good points, some good legal points.
Where's his throat? I want to put his throat back. How bad a lawyer is that guy, man? It's like,
Your Honor, I'd like to reference the movie Showgirls. There's precedent for this case.
For safe.
I'd like to direct your attention to Revenge of the Nerds Part 3, the ending.
They're on a tank. Oh, my God. Yeah, that. Did you see when that they did in prosecution when they were asking the guy that shot him or that had the gun to him and he shot? And they said, did you point your gun at him before he shot you? And he said, yes. And the prosecutor was like, literally rubbing his face after he answered.
Wait, that happened?
They have a video of it, too. Yeah.
Someone, he was on the stand when he said that?
Yeah, the eyewitness was on the stand. Not Rittenhouse, the guy that he shot. They were saying
the guy who lit. He said that he had pointed his gun at Rittenhouse.
Yeah. So in this, and they show. So in this scene right here, you have your gun pointed at him, and he said yes, and that's what he shot. He goes yes.
Oh wow, that's bad. I didn't know. I didn't hear about that. That's really bad.
Yeah. That's why I'm like, I don't think they're gonna. Everyone was saying that. That's it. That's the whole trial right there.
Yeah, I mean, he should go to jail, but I think he's gonna get off. All right, well, I'm gonna stop recording, but so we'll see you next time, and please rate and review and buy Silk City hot sauce. We'll see you next time.